DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hour two of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral Volkswagen, choose over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock with the T1, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. The Miami Marlins shut out the Minnesota Twins 2-0 for their 8th win in a row. Edward Cabrera with 7 shutout innings. Gave a couple hits, a walk, 6 strikeouts. Kyle Stowers, his 14th ding-dong of the season. Probably on his way to the Marlins All-Star nod.
I don't know if I like that.
Why?
I like him being an All-Star, but every team has to have an All-Star.
Every team gets an All-Star. That's, I actually like it. I like it.
A bit of a participation
trophy. I like it. Maybe. But they extend. They used to do it, and I think the rosters used to be smaller. Like, they do it now, and so now even the more deserving All-Stars get on it. But I always liked it. When I was a kid, and I would tune into the game, Frog Boy, your guy was wearing his uniform, and I was furious when they didn't play Ryan Dempster in the 2000 World Series. I still have a Ryan Dempster official 2000 All-Star batting practice jersey. They had him warming up in the bullpen, didn't get to pitch. I actually brought it to him at Tommy Hutton's baseball camp one time to sign. He couldn't believe anybody owned it.
Ah, that's nice.
So, in the chat,
yeah.
We must have hit a nerve or something.
What's that?
Because everybody says, fire the owner.
Fire the owner.
And I would say
that makes sense.
That, you know, they say, you say if Pat is sleeping, then what is Ross? And I would say Ross is the owner. Like, it would be the equivalent to blaming Mickey for not signing anybody in free agency, right?
Which, I mean, Mickey's taking some blame, I think, of like, I'm not gonna pay that guy or whatnot.
If he says I'm not going over the cap, I'm not paying that guy, right? Okay, that's his right. Mm-hmm. Okay, but when it goes to what's going on the court, that's not him. And I would say what Stephen Ross does is he leaves it up to the guys he hires. Now, if you have a problem with those guys, That's a different discussion.
Right.
But I will tell you this, and I know it from firsthand experience. If you have an owner willing to spend money, even if it's not on the right people, you are ahead of the game, because every owner isn't like that. And if Steven Ross said, you know what, I want out, I'm going to bring a new owner in. Mm. The first thing that owner's going to do is drop the payroll. And then you'll be miserable. So while I get you want to put blame on Steven Ross, I would say he may not have the best people doing the things needed to win. And I would say, you know, maybe Chris Greer isn't the guy. Or maybe the people he has in charge aren't doing a good enough job. But as far as an owner who invests his own money in the franchise and in the area, be careful what you wish for.
I think, honestly, there's, you know, look, it's not that when you own the team, you don't get to skate all controversy. Like, he's never.
No, you don't. I'm not saying that.
I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying you don't get to skate all of that. But, like, you could see in Cincinnati, like, they're nickel and diming their best players. Like, his big problem last year was he paid all of his best players, and now it's like, hey, that kind of sucked. Like, I got no bang for my buck of having happy players. Every way across the board, the Dolphins come back, and they have A-plus glowing reviews on the Players Association board. It's bought them nothing. All of the players leave here saying they're miserable and that it's toxic and all that stuff. So what has it bought him? And I think my biggest thing with Steven Ross has been two things. One, when he does do some type of resolution at the top, he always seems to half-ass it. Like, he won't ever just clean house. It's always like, I'll keep the GM, I won't keep the coach. I'll keep the coach, I won't keep the GM. This guy's in charge, this guy's in charge. Like, I do think the next time it happens, it has to be, everybody's out, find a guy you trust, whoever it is, but just make that guy in charge, have everybody on the same page. But basically, since Bill Parcells skated because he didn't want to work with them, and he started this infighting ever since Jeff Ireland was leaving on the plane with him like a stool pigeon and going behind the back of his head coach. Since that moment, he's had all of these rifts that have developed over the head coach and the GM. And so I don't know what responsibility he wants to bear for that, but it's got to be something, because obviously he's picking some side there. And I think eventually it's like, hey, you got to do a clean break at one point. Now, they kind of tried to do it with the Flores thing, but that also ended up being a problem because he didn't want Tom Brady and didn't want to tamper for Tom Brady, and we all know how the rest of the story unfolded. Then he tried to go back on Tom Brady and bring in Sean Payton, so now he ended up with this weird... I understand they ended up with Mike McDaniel as their head coach in a situation that they didn't expect, because when we all saw Brian Flores get fired, which, mind you, he ended on a good season, we all knew, hey, they probably have something in the fold. And, yeah, it was, I'm going to get Tom Brady and Sean Payton, and that blew up because of a tampering lawsuit. So he's got two things, I think, of he doesn't clean break, and he's had some things ham-handedly get caught with his pants down with the tampering thing and the trying to get Jim Harbaugh thing. And, you know, they've kind of been pushing a rock uphill with some of those things because they handled those things so unsmoothly.
Right, but I'm not saying...
But he spends money.
I'm not saying he doesn't have any responsibility in this or a hand in this. I'm not saying that. But I am saying that you want your owner. I don't know. There's a lot of owners in the league that hire people and don't do anything and let them do it. Right? He tried to have an impact. And every decision went sideways because of how awkwardly he tried to do it. So he backed away from that. This whole situation, right, is for me, is centered around one thing. We see the blueprint and what type of football and what mentality you have to compete for a championship. And I don't know if this team is even close to that.
Yeah, we don't.
Now, whatever they need to do to remedy that, then you know. But guess what? If we go look at the last three Super Bowl champs and we see the style of play, let's not even go Super Bowl champ. Let's go to AFC and NFC championships and see the style of football they play, regardless of who's at quarterback, regardless of who's at wide receiver. And you see how they play football. The blueprint is out there.
I thought Big Spoon was walking in there, but was it a dog? What happened?
The blueprint is out there. So my question is you see your team. You see how far away from it you are with that. Your style of play is not inventive or creative enough to beat that.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do?
They got to hope like hell that the improvements that they made on the interior offensive line are going to pay off. Like they hope, I hope they hit a home run with Savaii Naia and that the Achilles of James Daniels heals.
Right. See, unlike most people, like, I don't care who's doing what. I just look at the team. I see what's winning in the NFL, and I don't see the team that I follow doing those things and being physical enough. If you look around football, the teams that run the football and stop the run, the teams that are physical with their front, with D-line and offensive line, are the teams having the most success. And you are not even close to that.
We'll take a break here on the show. Back with more to this.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus, free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back, everybody. Going to have a quick segment here because head coach of the Fighting Illini and head coach of Miami Heat first-round pick Kasparis Jakaciūnas is going to join us, Brad Underwood. He's going to stop by the show, so we'll talk a little Heat with him. Yesterday, Duncan Robinson was shipped in a sign-and-trade to the Detroit Pistons for Simone Fontecchio, who had two monster games against the Miami Heat.
Accent?
I don't know. Never heard him speak. Italian. I know he's Italian. Know he's Italian. Know that he bombarded the Heat with two of his best games. And you know, but I'm going to miss Duncan. Tyler Hero chimed in yesterday on Instagram with the with a post, was sad, where he went out there and he said, Heat legend, my dog, love Duncan Robinson, with a prayer emoji and the fingers crossed emoji.
Heat legend? You think so?
I think he gets to have the distinguished honor of Heat legend. And I feel like he should get himself a tribute video.
Yeah, I agree.
I feel like he deserves a tribute. I feel like he deserves some love when he comes back here. And yes, I do not. You quibble with Tyler Hero's description of him as a Heat legend?
No, I don't. When I look back at Heat legends, you know, I'm getting names like Michael Beasley or Mario Chalmers or Norris Cole.
You're getting correct descriptions of
right,
people.
Right, right. He's definitely much more accomplished than all of those losers.
He's not more accomplished than Mario Chalmers. Mario Chalmers is a two-time champion, two-time.
Norris Cole, too, but it's like as an individual.
No, but I mean, yeah, but Mario Chalmers, like, you know.
He did some work in those. That was
He was the starting point guard for three of those teams. Probably should have been for four. We went a little too long with Mike Bibby, if we're honest with it. That's neither here nor there. By the way, did you see that J.J. Barea is back?
No, I didn't see that.
J.J. Barea is an assistant coach on the Denver Nuggets.
That's why LeBron's contemplating retirement.
So, yeah, we'll take a break. We're going to talk to Coach Underwood here. We'll get a little bit more knowledge on the Heat's first-round pick as the Heat starts summer league practice today, I believe, and then get going on Saturday in San Francisco. We'll take a break. Back with more for this.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. As it is a hump day on this holiday week, and we got summer league starting up for the Miami Heat. They got practice today as they'll get going this weekend in Cali. And very excited last week.
So they have a Cali summer league, and then the main one is Vegas.
The main one is Vegas, but they do a few games out in San Francisco, Leroy, to
like
warm
preseason.
Up. Yeah, kind of. I don't feel like it has as much prestige as the Vegas one, but hey, this is how they get tuned up. You know, they get tuned up, and then they show up to Vegas. They try and win the whole damn thing. And we're certainly excited because the Miami Heat got a bit of a surprise in the first round. Kasparis Giakoumidis ended up falling to Miami at 20, where a lot of people didn't think that he was going to be there for Miami. And Illinois had a hell of a draft because they ended up having back-to-back picks go there in the first round. His teammate Will Riley went right after him. And we got the head coach of the Fighting Illini joining us here on the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheraton. ToyotaofHollywood.com. Coach Brad Underwood joining us here on the show. Coach, how are you this morning?
Yeah, I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you. Thanks for making time for us. We really appreciate it. Can you take us to draft night? Because I imagine that went from a little bit stressful, because I think people thought Kasparis may have gone a little early, to you have this awesome moment for your program where they both go back-to-back. What was that night like?
Very fun. I told them before the draft, both of them, you know, expect the unexpected. You never know what's going to happen. It seems like every year that there's a shock or two, guy taken, somebody drops or slips. But truly, that means nothing. The number means nothing. It's about the organization, and it's about the opportunity. We've been through this before. We went through it a little bit with Io DeSumo a few years ago, and ends up in a great spot. And in KJ's case, Kasper's case, it was phenomenal. Just couldn't end up with a better organization, in a better spot, a Hall of Fame coach, two budding superstars to play with, and what a great spot for him.
One of the things that's amazing is you not only had your two players, but you coached against Vlad Goldin.
Yes.
So. You actually know about three of the players that the Heat ended up, you know, either signing or drafting. I have an off the wall question: is that have you ever seen two guys go in like the top 5 or 10, and that college team not make the tournament?
Yeah, I think it speaks volumes to how good our league is. I think to how good this year was just an incredible group of freshmen.
Right.
In the Big Ten. I think you look at, you know, KJ, Will, the two Rutgers guys who you're referring to, an Ace and Harper, Derek Queen, Jace Richardson. I mean, you know, it's just an elite year. The league was filled with young talent. You know, Steve Peichel's a tremendous coach. And if you don't have all five spots, it's very hard to win in this league with just, with just a couple of guys. That was the case this year. But the league's so good top to bottom. If you don't have a stacked team and some depth, it gets very hard to win.
So, Coach, tell us a little bit about, like, KJ off the court. Like, what is the things that make him tick as a player, that made him so successful?
Yeah, you know, you think about this, it probably goes understated that, you know, you've got a young man moving across the water, 18 years old, new team, new friends, new situation, going to class as a university structure, and that's a lot of change. And then to step in and make the adjustments to handle those situations in such a mature way. KJ is very mature beyond his years. He was a pro long before he was announced as a draft choice in his approach. He was a great student of the game, maybe the best I've ever had in terms of studying and film. And he's very serious in terms of his approach, his diet, his recovery process, his workouts are extremely disciplined. There's a young man who hadn't eaten sugar since he was 13. A guy that, he's not enjoying Skittles and wings, you know, he's very serious about that stuff and his approach, extremely, extremely competitive. And a guy that, is a winner first and foremost. And it's why it's such a great fit with Coach Spoelstra and the Heat.
Have you found that younger players now are more prepared for the various levels of basketball that they're going to than they were, say, 15 years ago?
I think to a certain extent, yes. I think in some ways, no. I think the physical parts of the game and the competition that they see are at an elite level. That's changed a great deal with the prep school situations and the some of these schools that stockpile talent. So it's not that they haven't seen great players. I think that the challenge has become is how hard it is to win in college and how hard it is to be a good college player first.
Right.
You don't just bypass all of that. You have to take the steps to do that. The strength and conditioning piece is very different. Most of these kids at the high school level have never been in shape. They think they are, but they don't know what that is until they get to this level. So I think it's a little bit of give and take on both of those on both sides of that. But kids are very prepared in terms of the talent and they're not. They're not in awe of anything anymore.
Now, the thing that like stood out immediately when he got drafted, we all started looking at the highlight reels. I mean, his passes are absolutely sick, Coach. The thing that this kid can pull off with the basketball. When did that like pop for you when you saw? Oh my God, I can't believe that he saw that or can pull those off. Like, did that pop immediately? Did that start developing in the season? When did you notice KJ's passing ability?
No, I'm enamored with passing, and in the recruiting process, that's what stood out the most. Mm-hmm. That and his ability to hit game winners. He was Mr. Clutch, but there's not a pass he can't make, and that's very, very rare for a player his age, right-handed, left-handed. It's really fun as a coach. He may have a turnover and you ask him, what did you see? And what he sees is ahead of the game. It's ahead of most people. It's a frame or two ahead. And you, as a coach, you see it, and you, and you're just almost amazed at, like, okay, you know, it's hard to get mad when he turns it over because the read was right. But he is, I think he'll be great in the NBA when you eliminate the 3 seconds in the paint, the rule we have in college. It'll open the floor for him. That's why he's such a great teammate. He can elevate everybody. You're putting a lob threat with him now in pick and rolls as well. So I think that it's very exciting for me to watch him continue to develop because he is such an elite passer.
Oh, yeah. So you've already thought about what him and Kalel could be like together. That
it's the one thing. We had a stretch five who could really shoot it. And that duo together was elite. And, you know, now you give that that lob threat, that'll put a lot of stress on the front of the rim.
Yeah, I'm curious about the one thing, Leroy, but the turnover thing that you mentioned is interesting because it's like everybody pointed that out when he got drafted, his turnover numbers. But I imagine as a coach, if you have a guy running your team and he has that creativity, you don't want to, like, strangle that out of him either. Like, you don't want the kid to be gun-shy. Especially so, like, how did you guys balance that with him, especially being a young kid only in his first year?
Yeah, he really grew in that area. And again, I looked at it like Luka, from this standpoint. If you watch Luka, Luka turns the ball over. And KJ really grew in that area because he started to understand situations more as the season went on. And I never wanted to stunt his – I usually clapped when he turned it over. He had one or two where you were just like, okay, you know, he's going to throw one in the third row and you just get it out of the way now. And then he settles in and he doesn't make that play again. He's very cerebral. He's very conscientious of those things, but his situations grew, and he became more comfortable in those numbers came down.
Is KJ a player where, you know, when he has a turnover like that, and you ask him what he saw, you wait kind of for the response before you determine the level of the turnover?
Yeah, no doubt. I know what I see. And,
right.
And sometimes it was more explaining to him about the situation that we were in, you know, than it was the turnover of the play. The play was usually always going to be the right play. It might not just have been at the right time. It might be we need to turn that one down to get to the next option.
That's growth, though. That's from playing the game and playing at different levels. And once you learn the different, you know, the time of it, you know, it's kind of like a quarterback. When it's 3rd and 14 in the first quarter, you don't have to stuff it in there. But with this 3rd and 14 in the fourth quarter and you need to win the game, sometimes you got to take chances.
That's right. And he's fearless. He knows he can make the passes. He knows he can make the plays. There's a undeniable fearless mentality with him that is really fun to coach.
What was the night like after both your guys get selected? Like, what were the emotions of that like?
Tremendous. You know, and to go back to back, it was really neat because they went through the process then after the draft, and they do all the backstage stuff and the NBA social and all of the interviews, and they're right there together. And, you know, as a coach, you can't help but have a smile on your face. You know, you're like the proud father. And, you know, then when it came to all the pictures and the photography, we were able to put them together. You know, they were roommates on the road. They're very close friends. And for them to have that night in an individual way and yet to turn around and be able to celebrate it with a teammate and a good friend and get those pictures, it was really neat. And all their families know each other. And so it was a pretty cool after the moment type night and had a lot of fun as a coach enjoying that moment with them.
I heard Adam Simon that night, the Heat assistant GM, he was talking about that you guys told him that that KJ has no hobbies. Like, you always just found him in the gym, that he was that kind of crazy about. Is that true? Is that's the type of the guy he is as far as his dedication to basketball?
Yes. And I think that will it's what he knows. He's very, very, very funny. I've always said that, you know, we had a young man on our team, Tomislav Avicic, who will be in next year's draft and one of the top guys coming back. And to listen to those two, they could make millions and millions on a podcast because they're hilarious. And Kasperis is very funny. He's got a dry humor, but he's very smart. You know, so he loves to sit and talk to people. He loves to he's very social that way. But he's not a guy that goes out. He's not into all the extracurriculars of the bar scene and clubs and all that. He's way more serious about the game and wants to become the best he can be. And he just doesn't think that stuff benefits him.
Well, Coach, congratulations. That's an awesome night for your program, and thanks for giving us some time talking about Kasperis Jakaciūnas.
Absolutely, guys. Appreciate it. Have a great rest of your summer.
You too. Right. Take care. That's Coach Brad Underwood, head coach of the Fighting Illini, the University of Illinois, and appreciate him giving us some time.
Hey, when he starts talking, everything about him says basketball.
Coach. That's a coach.
Coach.
That's coach. A coach. I don't feel like he's watching last night's Love Island. I feel like he's already in the film for next year.
And apparently so is Kasperis. Like, no hobbies, always in the gym.
Gym rat.
Love that.
Love a gym rat.
Yeah.
You know? His cheese is the ball.
Right.
What, too much?
Too much.
What do you mean? Oh, Love Island last night. Wow.
Oh, God.
Wow.
My wife is officially...
She's in?
Officially in, man.
Wow.
My cousin came down, and this is strange, though, because now they're doing, like, a joint bachelor party, and it's going to be Love Island, but, like...
What do you mean?
My cousin came down, and she got my wife on the show, but she's also describing in a few months going on a bachelorette joint trip with her soon to be husband, and they're doing Love Island theme, and I feel like that's gonna be
strange.
What are we doing?
I don't know.
What are we doing?
That sounds like the person who planned that specifically wants to hook up with somebody else.
Seems very right? horny, if you ask me. But we're catching it at sports bars. We're getting theme parties after it. It's infecting my life. I don't know if I like Ace. Do I hate Ace? What about Huda? Something about a Shelly.
It really was. Listen. Disappointing night for Shelly. That's all I'll say. That's all I'll say. You know, she's really I'm noticing a pattern of behavior with her because it's starting to feel very Austin to Ace-ish because she did the same thing. Was like, I don't know if I want to leave you, Austin. He goes, I know you like Ace. Just go to Ace. And now she's doing the same thing with Chris where it's like, I don't know Ace. I thought we were getting to know him. And Chris is like, hey, I moved on to Huda. She goes, but Huda's not my friend. She's not being a girl's girl. I'm like, all right, you know what? There's no such thing as girl's girl on Love Island. All right? It's not Friendship Island. That's not how it's supposed to work.
How did you, she needs to be more aware, right?
One would think.
That just is ridiculous that they all say it's a game. It's a game. It's a game. Then somebody's feelings get hurt, and now you want to be friends.
There's no such thing as girl's girl. First of all, are you going to be what about being a guy's girl? You have Ace. And it's like, do you want Ace or do you want Chris? Well, very clearly, it seems like you'll want Chris and not Ace. And Chris has already moved on to Huda. And now you're mad at Huda because she kissed him. Like, they're a couple. The otherwise, he would have been home. Stop acting like you're doing some great service here, Shelly. Ridiculous. I'll tell you one thing, though. Pepe, he sent his other intangibles. Oh, he misses Hannah. Because Hannah was very horny. Very clearly. Pepe was not happy. He's like, I just miss Hannah. And she's like, oh, well, Hannah's gone. He goes, yeah, I know. It sucks. And then he was yesterday. He's like, why did you guys send Hannah home? Which is a fair question. She shouldn't have been sent home. Probably Hoda should have been sent home in that elimination. But I think the real problem is Pepe's upset because Hannah, very horny. Telling you. Nunya Buzz just says gross. Agreed. I had a night last night, though, dude. I watched the Marlins win. All right. Then Secret Lives of Mormon Wives reunion was on. Then Love Island. It was a night, dude.
Secret Lives of Mormon.
But I got to say this to me. What a coward. She didn't show up to the reunion because she had to go to Disney World. Yeah, a real Mickey Mouse reunion, if you ask me.
You need a reality TV channel, dude. You need your own. You know how you do post-game for the Heat and stuff like that?
I feel like that market's been cornered.
By who?
I don't know. People.
Another Vanderpump?
I don't know. I feel like that market's been cornered.
No, dude. The analysis that you break this down is with the same ferocity that Leroy breaks down 4th and 1. You're just like, how can you not come to the reunion show? That's a horrible game.
It is. It's horrible game ups. You're not showing up to the reunions like not showing up to the Super Bowl. It's ridiculous. That's the culmination of all the reality TV. I will tell you a garbage thing that they did, though, right?
Wow.
So this Jess, she slept with Marciano very clearly, but she can't say that she slept with Marciano because season 3. Don't have a reunion if you're going to hold stuff off for season 3.
Season 3.
A reunion is supposed to be no questions are off the table.
Yeah. For the last season that just happened.
Zane Self says Tobin's going to be drinking tequila on his YouTube channel because his favorite contestant has been eliminated. That's what I feel like last night with Duncan Robinson. I feel like Duncan Robinson was taken off Love Island.
Oh.
Duncan, we have you are not coupled up and now vulnerable from Heat Island. Mm. And he goes, no. I just got a bombshell. $48 million from the Pistons, baby! He's going to be, I mean, how furious are we going to be when he's in the Eastern Conference Finals because Cade Cunningham is just finding him nonstop? God. Cade Cunningham triple doubles to Duncan
Robinson. That's crazy, right?
Yeah.
Because Cade Cunningham could play.
It's one of those things, too. It's like, I'm not mad that Duncan Robinson is gone. I'm sad that Duncan Robinson is gone because I get why Duncan Robinson is gone.
Yeah.
You know, I get it. I'm not ripping the Heat for it. I get why the time came to an end. I'm just sad. He had a great Heat career. It's an awesome story. And it's just a bummer. That's all it is. But you shouldn't have put him down. Hey, put him in a game for the first time down 47 in the third quarter. A bit much. Not going to rant about it. But you know what you did.
You'll see. As soon as Detroit comes down here, Duncan Robinson, 9 threes.
Oh, it's happening.
Yeah.
But he deserves a tribute. He deserves a video tribute.
Yes. Yes, he does.
He deserves a video tribute. The Dunkyard Dog deserves a video tribute.
Yeah.
Heat legend.
I mean, what's crazy is we treated him like Boo Boo the Fool, and the guy made 500 threes quicker than anybody in the history of the sport.
Yep.
It's that coach.
But I just want, for example, when me and you would get in the Jimmy debates, you would always say, but he was in the finals just 3 years ago or just 2 years ago. He went to 2 finals. And you would say this over and over again. And we pick and choose what to do that with because Duncan Robinson did something quicker than anybody in the history of the NBA, and he gets 2 for 2, and he's out.
Poor Duncan
Robinson. So I'm having a hard time believing. Why can't we be patient with him?
When will the refs ever – and will the referees ever respect him? This man is now going to be in his career a maker of over $100 million. Has anybody been this disrespected by the officials?
I mean, I will say this. Has anybody ever been disrespected by their team?
Totally fair.
Right? So maybe the officials are seeing the way the team treats him, and they'll say, no big.
Oh, I'm so excited. I just got a message on Instagram. Love Shelly, but she's getting on my last nerve. Ace wearing his heart on his sleeves, wanted to close off, but Shelly Too busy going after Chris. Ace may have to drop her at the next recoupling.
But I thought we didn't like Ace.
You know, I don't like a lot of these people. Like, I go from one day, I don't like them, and then the next day, well, I don't like that person. Because you want to know something? Nobody likes each other. And the only couple that's closed off is Nick and Sierra. The fakest of the fake, those two.
Oh,
two
so
snakes in the grass.
Jeez.
Still like Alondria. Alondria deserved to blow off some steam yesterday at Taylor. I'm not mad at her. Because Taylor, you know, they finally had their comeuppance. And... you know, she lost her bleep on Taylor. She probably should have lost her bleep earlier. She saved it for that night. And then, unfortunately, Taylor embarrassed her and still picked Shelly. But I'm going to give her a pass. She's literally been an angel the entire time. She deserved a little bit of messy. Shelly, we're going on, like, 9 episodes here. Like, just wow. Pick a lane. We got to get going. I like Alondria too much. I give her the pass. Taylor... you're a bit of a weenie. Wow. I respect that you like Clark. You should have kind of gotten to this quicker. Austin, you're a dum-dum. I mean, like, literally can't rub two sentences together, this guy. I can't believe he's still on Love Island. That was a correct criticism. And everybody's got to stop being mean to Amaya. You mean to Amaya, I get it. She sounds like a cartoon character, but I love her. She's adorable. And stop being mean to her, even though nobody wants to be with her. Especially you, Zach.
Yeah. Zachary.
Zach. You come here talking like this, and you're like, oh, you're from London. First of all, listen, this is Love Island USA, so you're already behind the eight ball.
Wow.
Second of all, you weren't acting like that at Casa Amor.
Ooh.
You got into the villa, and now you don't like her. Can smell a rat a mile away.
What the hell? Where's Ekansu?
I think she's with what's his face?
For now. Wait till next episode.
Fernando says, I'm so done with this stupid subject.
Yeah, I agree, Fernando. I'm protecting my mental health, so I won't even look at the TV.
Cody says, Tobin, you're too invested, big dog. E-Sim says, Tobin is more into this than Mrs. Tobin. I don't vote. She votes.
Oh, okay. So that's your only difference?
Yeah,
that's it.
I just don't want to download the app. That's too embarrassing.
Okay, that's where you draw the line.
I'm not. But do we converse on the vote? Perhaps.
Yeah, of course.
Now she has final say. It's her app.
Man, I wish I missed the good old days of voting on my house phone for American Idol. That was dial 9 if it's Clay Aiken.
Thanks again to Coach Underwood for joining us. We'll take a break. Yep. Back after this.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.